Today is Thursday, August 25th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm just looking. I placed an Amazon order for... I feel like I'm constantly ordering cables. And I have drawers and drawers and drawers of cables in the closet. And somehow I'm always missing the cable that I need. Or some new cable comes out. So Mark, for my birthday, he got me a KVM, which I don't know what the K... Something video something... What does KVM stand for? Let me look. I'm just going to look. What does KVM stand for? Oh, it stands for keyboard, video, mouse. So my setup here for work... So my studio is where I work. So I work, you know... I work at the same desk. I podcast at the same desk. If I ever record a video, I'm also, you know, at the same desk. And so it's the same setup. But for work, I have a work laptop. And for podcasting, I have this Mac Mini that I use now. I actually have a Windows computer over here as well, but I don't use it. My laptop is Windows, but I don't use it very often in this setup. So mainly two computers that I use on a regular day-to-day basis. So from 8 to 5, I'm using my work computer. And after that, when I record Geeky Gay, I'm using the M1. But I have an Acer monitor that is tilted. It's one of those that you can tilt down. It's like for artists. It's a touch screen. I don't think it's sensitive enough to be really used to draw necessarily, but... So I say it's for artists, but I don't really know. And I don't even use the touchscreen functionality. To be honest, the reason that I wanted it is because I wanted one that sits flush on the desk and can be tilted back so that when you put your webcam above it, it doesn't look like the webcam is like above your head. I wanted the webcam to be at eye level. So I wanted to be able to tilt the monitor back just slightly. I say that, but I'm not really sure the exact... When I bought it, I had a different setup, but it works perfectly for that. So I can put the camera above the monitor, tilt it back just a little bit. It's still at a good viewing angle, but it means that my webcam shots on my Zoom meetings and on, you know, everything else, the monitor is below me. But when I look at the camera, I'm looking like right into the camera. Because I don't want to use these built-in webcams on a monitor and like all that kind of stuff. Like, I want to use a real camera. So I've bought KVMs in the past to... So anyway, bottom line is I have that monitor and then I have another monitor that's over on my left. And every day I have to... because I use... I want to, when I'm recording the podcast, I want to see my Mac One or Mac Mini M1 on this main monitor here so that I can pull up, you know, emails, because I get so many emails for Geeky Gay. But also, you know, to pull up voicemails, to, you know, look at Twitter when I'm, you know, kind of reading the tweets from you guys and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm always changing that. Well, the problem is that means I have to get under the desk and I have to unplug the HDMI cable from the work laptop and I have to plug it into the Mac Mini. And so what I decided to do is just instead of doing that, just buy a KVM. But Mark was looking for something to buy me for my birthday. And so he said, and I said, well, I am looking at these KVMs. You know, do you want to buy that for me? So he said, yeah. So he bought it for me. And then I got it in and I realized I didn't have exactly the right cables for it. It comes with cables, but I don't want to go into detail. I've already talked way too much about this. But so I ordered, you know, I ordered cables, but so I was just looking at that. They're not coming until tomorrow, so I can't. So I, again, I had to get under the desk before I recorded and pull, you know, grab the HDMI, you know, unplug the HDMI from my work laptop, plug it into, you know, the Mac Mini. And it's all done now. Because also, as soon as I finish recording, I edit, which I edit on my personal computer, not on my work computer. And so it is what it is. Feliz Navidad, as we say around the Adam and Mark household, the Boyfie household. So I'm trying to think what else has happened this week. As I told you, I have not met with the career coach yet, although I did tell my boss today. I'm like, hey, by the way, we had our one-on-one, and she said, how are you doing? Because I kind of had a meltdown last week, as I told you guys about, and she said, I just want to see how you're doing, you know, and I said, well, I don't want to get fired or anything, so I just want to start with that, but I will tell you that I've kind of come to the conclusion that product management is not the career for me, especially the way we do product management here at the Spit Valve Factory, or at least on my team, because I have, you know, 5 different products. I can't get really deep on any of the products. I have to stay surface level, and I have so much work, and I'm constantly just doing things that, you know, I want to solve problems. I want to look around. And I said, you know, I'm not quitting. You know, I need a paycheck. And I said, while I'm doing this, I'm going to do my very best, just like I've always done. So please don't fire me. And she said, you're doing great. I want you to be happy. And I'm glad you're going to start looking around. And she said, here's a couple of articles that you should read, maybe to help you figure out like what you want to do and where you want to look. And she said, another thing that I would suggest is you find people within the company, because the Spit Valve Factory has a lot of different career opportunities. And she said, I suggest you find some folks, and if I can help you, please let me know, and just kind of meet with them and ask them, hey, what do you do on a daily basis? You know, figure out if you would like that, maybe shadow some people. So she was open for it, and she said, don't worry about getting fired. You're doing a great job, but I do want you to be, I'm not going to fire you, but I do want you to be happy. So let me know where I can help you. So, you know, that was a productive conversation. From a non-work perspective, trying to think, we did not have orchestra last night. Mark and I started Breaking Bad. I swear, if I could get paid to watch TV, I would be a millionaire right now. And the thing is, I do a lot of other stuff. I podcast every day. We work out. I mean, we took a long break, but we're back to it now. You know, we go for walks at the park. We play Pokemon. We play games with each other, like board games and stuff like that. I play trumpet, so I'm in orchestra twice a week. So sometimes I feel bad, because I mean, people have even made comments, oh my gosh, Adam, you watch so much TV. But the thing is, I do so much else as well. It's not all I do. But anyway, we started Breaking Bad because we're out of TV shows. And so far I'm enjoying it. I know it's supposed to be like the best television show in the world or something ever. And I was hesitant to watch it because sometimes I don't really like drug and related shows, because they just seem so dark and, you know, desperate and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Although I do like legal shows, but most legal shows focus a lot on corporate type law and less on crime. Anyway, but we've watched, I don't know, 3 episodes last night, I think. And so far, I'm enjoying it. We're at that, you know, interested, trending towards liking. If it was a scale between like, interested in the middle, and don't like it at the bottom of the gauge, we're both kind of between interested and like. Not all the way to like, but in between. So we've been watching that, and I guess we'll continue that until we decide we don't like it, or if we decide we love it. So I'll check back in. Although we do have to watch Big Brother tonight. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.